Well, as you would know by now, Speedway's back on Saturday night after a little break, mainly because of, well, it's like most other sports, a little thing called COVID came along and said, you're not playing the game for a while. But Terry Huff's with us. G'day, Terry. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate.
Now, back at the Autobahn Carina International Speedway, that's going to be a pretty big night on Saturday night.
Certainly is. Season opener, and we're going to get things well and truly off and running with a huge show. Production sedans are going to be first up. BWR Machinery's come on board once again. Names like Joe Berkeley, Andrew Beaton, Richard Cook, Frank Packer, and Brad Peterson, just to name some of the local guys, are going to put on a hell of a good show.
Righto. And then we go to, what have we got, Street Stocks and Juniors?
Yes, Street Stocks, brought to you by Fix It Auto Records. We have 16 nominations in that section. Oh, 24 in that production sedan nominations. They were great, great numbers for those guys. But 16 in the Street Stocks. David Barbler, Amanda Coomber, Kane Headkey, my young bloke Brandon, and Damien Curry, and just a couple of locals. And they have been putting on great shows. This is one of the best numbers we've had for Street Stocks in a long time.
All right. Now, what about the juniors?
Juniors. Well, we've got two sections in the juniors. We have actually 34 nominations for juniors. It is huge. And Bundaberg numbers have increased through the sedan club here in town. So they've gone on great guns. Billy McDonald, Patrick Ray, Abby Peel, Anna Harris, just to name a couple of the kids. And these range from 10 up to 16. Mm. So there's some real tiny kids. You look at some of the kids, they hop into the car, you think, how can you even reach the pedals? They put on some fantastic racing. Look, if you haven't been out to Speedway, this will probably be a great night. The prices are pretty reasonable, and come on out.
All right. Now, also, we got Formula 500s.
Yes, Formula 500s. Limited number of those guys because they did run their title last weekend. I wouldn't say they had a little bit of carnage, so a few cars might not be running, so they've got limited numbers. I think they've got about six or seven of those cars of the 500s coming up.
Bit of panel beating work going on.
Most definitely.
Then the V8s. Now, this is the later model V8s.
Yeah, yep. Late model V8s. These are big, huge body item cars. Names is Darren Kane, Carter Armstrong, Michael Jenner, just to name a couple of the guys, and they're always front runners. We've got 9 nominations in that section, so they'll put on a huge show.
All right, now there's monster trucks, there's 3 of those, but plus there's a, what is it, a show car?
It's a ride truck.
Ride truck.
So basically, what they're going to do, they've got the ride truck out there. It'll come out probably in the middle and do a little bits and pieces, but its main concern is giving the kids a ride in the back of a monster truck, which is great. Kids love that sort of thing. It's been out at Autobahn already, doing a couple of rides on the weekend, I believe, so we'll have it back out there. But the 3 monster trucks are coming up. They are good monster trucks, and they'll be putting on a limited show. It's not a full-on monster truck show. We've got to get that point across. Mm. But they are putting on a good demonstration, and they'll be actually knocking over some cars, I believe. So the cars are going to be standing up like dominoes. And I think they're trying to organise that, so which is great to see. So these monster trucks are well and truly well-known around the area. And later on next year, there is a whisper there may be a huge monster truck, up to nearly 9 monster trucks coming. Ooh. So that's something to look for in the future.
Fabulous stuff. All right, now, what time's the start, and how did one get there, and what's happening there?
Rightio. Gates will open at 3. Racing will start round about 4:30. Head along Goodwood Road. You'll see all the signs out that way for Korean Speedway. It's probably about 15 minutes from the centre of town. Adults are $25. Student concessions are $20. And children 6 to 16 are $15. And the under 5s are free. Mm-hmm. Food, canteen, bar, all the goodies are out there. The only thing we've got to look at is the check-in app called the EVA. Everyone should just about nearly have that now because everyone's using it. So you'll have to check in if you go. If you've got all your details already filled out on the EVA app, once you get there, you just scan the barcode and in you come. And the only other restriction we now have on is the people in the pits can't be socialising with the people in the grandstand. So we used to do a pit walk and people come down and have a look at the cars at the end of the night, but due to the COVID rules, we can't actually do that sort of thing. But if you are looking to come into the pits as a pit crew, or you've got a friend who races and you want to help them out, you've got to go onto a Speedway Australia app, sign the indemnity form, and you've got to buy your pit pass through them. You can't buy it at the gate where we used to be able to buy it at the gate. So a couple of little rules, but it's mostly all just a bit of technology stuff. Yep. So if mum and dad can't do it, surely the kids can. Yep. I'd normally pass it on to my son if I got a problem.
All right, mate. So it's going to be a great night. And that's this Saturday at, of course, the Autobahn Carina International Speedway. Make sure you get along. Will be a lot of fun. And Terry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Trev.